were talking this morning about how neither one of us have cleaned our masks, the masks that we have to use.
I dropped mine on the parking lot ground.
I haven't cleaned my single-use mask has not been cleaned since March.
And it's been used 728 times.
Don't judge me.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back, everybody.
We really thought we did a good job last week on Monday and Tuesday. We talked at length in both of those videos about how we were going to be gone Wednesday through yesterday.
Yeah.
And so please don't email us.
Don't.
Where we are.
We got 4,625 emails of people asking, where are you?
I watch you guys every day.
I
haven't seen you in like several days. And I was like, if you watch us every day,
then you'd know.
Wouldn't you know
we are? Yeah, you know. I call bullcrap on that because we told you we were going to be gone.
We were very explicit about it.
We may have gotten 4,685 emails that we were...
I guess we picked a really bad week to be gone because, like, the world exploded.
Anything happen last week?
Seemed like some stuff went down.
I wonder how Hunter Biden's doing.
Yeah, I heard that there's a laptop that's being... explored.
So Hunter Biden.
Yeah. There's some stuff going down.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it if you pay attention to regular news.
No.
You would know it. You would have no idea.
I mean, who... I turned to my husband. I was trying to tell him last week. So I was just like partly paying attention to the news because, you know, when we go on vacation, we check out. And I saw some of the stuff that was happening. Because if you pay attention to like a Breitbart or something, you can see what's going on. You know, what's actually going on in the world. And I was like, this guy is such a dumbass because he drops his computer
like at
off.
A strip mall.
Yeah.
It wasn't even
like at one of those You Fix It computer places. And then he drops it off. And there's all sorts of nasty stuff on there. First of all, why are you putting all this stuff? First of all, why are you the way that you are? Okay. That's the first
That's
question.
That's like the Michael Scott from
right?
The Office.
Why are you the
Why
way
are you
that
the
you
way?
Are? And so, then he puts all this stuff on his computer, and then he drops it off at a You Fix It place, right? Anyway, so he drops it off at this place, and you know the guy that works there is looking at this stuff, and he's like, oh my God. And he's probably like, hey, Bob, check this crap out on this laptop. Like, what are we going to do with this, you know?
And then you got to worry that you're going to be suicided
because
you have that information.
And the Bidens are like BFFs with, you know, the Clintons. And the Clintons have suicided like a gajillion people, right? So I would be completely freaked out if I was this guy. And he calls the FBI anyway, because this is what you do in 2020, right? You called the FBI. And so the FBI's like, nah, we're just going to sit on it.
Which I don't know. Okay, so you're going to have to help me. Maybe you guys talked about this yesterday. Because she was here yesterday.
A little.
What is the... Why? Okay, we've got John Ratcliffe saying, this is not Russian disinformation. And, you know, everything is legit and on the up and up. Why can they not get an answer from their own FBI? Why can't Trump just go to Christopher Wray and be like, dude... Is this Hunter Biden's laptop, yes or no? Why is there any delay about this?
I feel like I think we all know it's Hunter Biden's laptop.
Well, apparently
right?
We don't, because the entire rest of the media is like, that's not been confirmed. That's just all, you know, that's all hearsay. That's like it's allegedly his computer, but it's not been verified. If the FBI has the hard drive, why can they not simply say, yup, it's his?
Well, probably because the FBI is not... You know, I mean, we've learned in the past.
That's a big fat problem.
Yeah, I feel like that's a huge problem. I mean, but then again, Comey was a big fat problem too, right?
Yeah, but like, so Trump ended
I'm
up
probably,
getting
I'm going to be suicided today. I'm going to, just for saying that. I'm going to, it's been nice knowing you guys.
I just don't understand.
I mean, this is the thing. Like Janie's saying Ray is corrupt. I mean, haven't we all learned that the FBI is not, I'm not saying everybody at the FBI is bad, but there's a lot of corruption
there's
at the FBI.
There's a big problem at the FBI.
There's a huge problem at the FBI.
But I legit don't understand. Trump is in charge. Okay, so why is there any question about this? All he has to do, I don't know where the FBI is in relation to the White House. I legit don't know. But just go to the FBI.
Tell me a stone's throw.
Go just to Christopher Wray's office, knock on the door, and be like, dude, I just need a confirmation. Is it Hunter Biden's computer?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
What's he going to do? What is Christopher Ray going to do? Because at this point, it seems like they have, it's like they haven't gotten back to him yet.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's like, do your freaking jobs. Do your jobs.
I don't.
And try to be objective about it. For crying out loud, that is your job, is to be objective and not to be partisan and not to be a freaking Democrat. I mean, it's like, or a Republican. You're supposed to just do your job. That's, you're a law enforcement officer. Hello.
So I saw somebody comment, it's because there could be criminal charges, and so they have to be very careful about how they approach. I get all that. But there's no reason, literally no reason, that it cannot be confirmed yay or nay.
That it's his
that
laptop.
It's Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
And deal with criminal stuff later.
Yeah.
But that is the confirmation that the rest of the mainstream media apparently needs in order to actually treat this like a news story that it is.
Yeah, because they're not even treating it like a news story. You're absolutely right. I mean, there's no reason that the FBI can't say, this is, in fact, Hunter Biden's laptop.
I just don't get it.
Hello? And there are people that, like, all over the place, like the Steve Bannons of the world, which I don't care if you want to take that with a grain of salt, but he's, I mean, there are people out there talking and saying, this is his laptop. So, I mean, let's get real. That's Hunter Biden's laptop.
I mean,
now, whatever's
right?
on it, we don't know whether or not you think that there's some nasty stuff on there. I mean, there's a picture of him with a crack pipe in his mouth.
I mean, that seems a little suspect. Why would you have that on your own computer?
I asked that question yesterday.
Again.
I'm like, who took that picture and why would you, and even if it was taken, why would you not take it off? This
right,
is
like
the
somebody
thing.
Takes that picture of you and you're like, oh, that's a really terrible picture of me. Delete.
Yeah, it's like The Hangover. Y'all have seen the movie The Hangover, right? They have all those pictures of themselves. They're like, listen, we look at these pictures once, we get rid of them now. It's like you think that you see that picture, you're like, probably going to delete that.
This is not a saver. This is not one that we save.
No.
Or share.
This is a memory that I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to purge from my life. He didn't do that.
Now, maybe it was, I don't know, just to offer him the benefit of the doubt, maybe he deleted it, but like, you know how computer dudes can see everything that's been deleted too?
I feel like
and
he,
like it was stuck in some
in
sort
his
of
trash
secret.
In his recycle bin?
Yeah. Right.
He didn't purge.
Maybe he didn't empty the recycle bin,
He didn't
you guys.
Empty his recycle bin, maybe. I feel like he's not even smart enough to delete things.
I just can't believe
I think this guy
this
is just a big hot mess, is what I think.
What in the world? So anyway, the latest news about the Hunter thing is just that Ratcliffe is saying, no, Adam Schiff, you don't get to lie about this like you do everything else. This is not Russian disinformation. You can suck it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really the latest.
Yeah, and then there's that underage Chinese girl stuff.
Yeah, there's that. There's the fact on the top of Daily Mail I saw today that there's a receipt that has Hunter Biden's alleged signature, which, again, can we not just get a simple yes or no from the FBI that this is, in fact, Hunter's signature?
Well, I got to tell you, one thing I know for sure is that Joe Biden has lied.
He's
lied. When he says, I don't know anything about my son's dealings
it's a smear
with
campaign.
This company. Yeah, right. And
oh
it's a smear
God.
Campaign. You're full of crap, man. You're full of crap.
Such a lie.
He lies.
When he's actually asked about it.
Yeah.
Most times he's just asked about, like, what flavor milkshake he's drinking. I mean, what the hell is going on with our press?
What kind of ice cream do you like?
What the hell is going on?
They're, like, beating the crap out of Trump. They're just beating him up every single day, and he's taking it. And then Joe Biden this week, he's like, I'm going to go ahead and put a cap. What is it? What does he call
a
it?
A lid.
A lid. I thought it was a cap. Caps, lids. I don't know. They're all the same, right? But he's like, I'm going to put a lid. I'm going to put a lid on my campaign because I can't handle it this week.
And am I going to put a lid on it, I'm going to screw it on really tight.
Yeah, really tight. Because I can't handle it. It's just too much pressure. And then meanwhile, our president is presidenting and then taking all the beatings. This is what he's doing. But that there are people out there that think that Joe Biden can handle this job. And he's like, you can't put a lid on being president.
Nope.
You can't do that. You can't just like be president and be like, I'm going to go ahead and put a lid on it today. I'm going to put a lid on it.
Imagine how terrifying that really is, though. So if he's president and he just decides, I don't owe the American people any information about anything at all. And what's great is that I have the media in my back pocket who will also not divulge any information at all.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell everybody what to do and they're just going to have to deal.
And then I'm going to say, I just want a lid today. Just want a lid on things. And the media will have my back because we're all in bed having sex, smoking cigarettes together. Because that's what we do. The media and Joe and the Democrats, this is what they do. They all canoodle and, like, fornicate and smoke cigarettes together. It's gross.
And they build forts.
They build forts and fornicate and smoke cigarettes together. This is what they do.
It's what they do.
They're fornaforts. They build their fornaforts. They're so gross. These people are so gross. I can't with these people.
We came back from vacation to a mountain of presents. I don't need... It's ridiculous.
I can't.
We were too overwhelmed to even open anything today.
So we're just going to do that.
We sound
like brats when we say that, right? We sound like complete brats. We were too overwhelmed to open the presents. We sound like total jerks.
It's not
when we
that
say
we're
that.
Ungrateful at all.
No.
I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful.
It's just that it's a lot. And it overwhelms me to even think about how, in what order we would show these amazing presents that
Are we doing it tomorrow? Let's start tomorrow. Okay.
Because, you guys, there's just so much news. But the rest of the week, we'll do it little by little.
Yeah.
Because then it won't be so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But, you guys, my favorite story of the day.
What is it?
By far.
Tubin. It doesn't get more 2020 than this.
It's just the greatest. It's like what 2020 needed.
Did we need it?
I mean, didn't we though? Because it's so salacious and gloriously funny and ridiculous.
So,
I felt like I needed that.
I mean, it's CNN. It's CNN.
The legal analyst
for
CNN
just decides to pleasure himself.
And we didn't even know that. We didn't know that, like, big detail. When the story first broke yesterday afternoon, everybody was like, oh, you know, Jeffrey Toobin exposed himself on a Zoom call. And I actually gave him, like, a little bit of a mental pass, thinking, okay, well, maybe he really didn't know that maybe he was just getting dressed.
Maybe his pee-pee just came flying out in the middle of Zoom. You know, I mean, I'm sure that's happening to you guys right now.
Your pee-pee
just comes flying out.
That's not the mental pass I get.
In the age of Zoom,
I thought maybe he was in the process of getting dressed or undressed.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but I was even willing to give him that much of a pass. Then, when it came out that he was actually jerking off, then I was like, no more passes given. What about a conference call with coworkers?
They were doing a mock
turn on.
They were doing like a mock trial or something, right? They're doing a mock trial, and that, for some reason, excited him.
What?
There's nothing exciting about a mock trial. And not only that, but they... Of course she gives... somebody's like, of course you did. Of course you gave him a pass. I gave him no passes, just for the record.
I mean, I was trying to understand it.
I'd like to go on the record and let everybody know that I gave him zero passes. Zero. At no time are you supposed to show your Johnson on a Zoom call. At no time does it come flying out. Like, it's not so supposed to come... How does it do that? It's not even, like, logistical. Like, there's no... At no point should that ever come out.
I mean, I know that.
It's not...
That's not what I meant.
It's not practical.
That's not what I meant.
I don't... It's not...
Why can't I find this story?
And the camera, like, went down. Like, the camera... They said the camera went down on... You know what I'm saying? The camera zoomed down, panned down to his... Yeah. They said that people on the call could...
Like the camera angle was down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is another interesting detail.
Yeah. Kira, no Zoom junk.
Listen, a lot of the details are still very blurry and sketchy.
But his junk wasn't, apparently.
Apparently his
junk
was
not blurry.
Visible. And he told Vice in a statement, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers.
God, he has a wife?
Yeah.
And you
guys, he's such a disgusting jerk anyway, because this is the guy who cheated on that wife with a young girl and then got her pregnant, demanded she get an abortion. Like, he's disgusting on every level.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Does he have kids?
I think he may. I don't know. I actually don't know the answer to that question. I'm not sure.
I have to look it up.
Yeah, look that up. But he, you know, he got suspended. He's a staff writer at The New Yorker, so he got suspended from that gig. And then CNN, because he's the legal analyst for CNN, CNN said that they've granted him some time off to work through some personal matters.
And he's gross. He's just gross.
He's disgusting.
Yeah, ew. He's just gross.
Does he have
children? Yes, he has three. Roderick, Ellen, and Adam. Yikes. And his parents are still alive, too.
I wonder if you click on his wiki if it talks about that affair that he had with the young girl. Because I don't know if she ended up having the abortion or not.
It's just gross.
But he's just vile in every way.
Personal
life. So, of course, the left can have him. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. CNN, he's all yours.
Yeah, it's such a CNN thing, right? It's just so indicative of CNN. I'm just grossed out.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. He had a long time on and off extramarital affair with attorney Casey Greenfield. She is the daughter of American television journalist and author Jeff Greenfield and the ex-wife of screenwriter Matt Manfredi. They had a child in 2009, which Tubin initially resisted acknowledging. Ultimately, Tubin's paternity was confirmed with a DNA test, and separately, a Manhattan family court judge ordered Tubin to pay child support.
What a creep that guy is.
Wow.
Just the worst.
And I guess the wife stayed married to him even after all that. Ugh.
Anyway, I know I shouldn't enjoy that story, but I can't help it. Because when stuff like this happens deserve it, yeah,
karma.
Exactly.
Karma.
Then there's something delicious about it.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
There's always karma, right?
Two notes that I took today are that 50 Cent himself has endorsed Trump sort of in a weird way by saying, I know he hates black people, but I'm still going to vote for him, essentially.
He doesn't hate black people.
Well, I know, and normal people know that, but we're talking about 50 Cent. So the fact that he's only endorsing Trump because he just found out that if Biden is president, people like him who are just obscenely wealthy, but really anybody who has an income of over 400 grand, they will be taxed at a combined tax rate of 62%. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
So the government just takes more than half of what you've earned.
Yeah.
And that's okay to all these idiot celebrities who are obviously in that category of wealth.
Yeah, and small businesses are what? Like, it's like 28%. Is it 28% or is this 40%? What was it that I'll tell you.
I think it's...
I'm going to tell you guys.
I can't remember.
I'll tell you guys. I put it on our Instagram page, I'm pretty sure. Let me see. I'll tell you what it is. But the tax rates are just obscene. They're absolutely obscene. So, corporate taxes, Biden is 28%.
Compared to Trump at
21. Income and payroll. You guys ready for this? Trump is 37%. Biden is 52%. This is income and payroll. All right. Small business taxes. Trump is 29. Biden is 39.6, which is basically 40%. That's small business. If you're a small business owner, get ready.
Yeah.
Buckle up. And then capital gains and dividends taxes. Trump is 23%. Biden is 43%.
That's insane.
So when he says I'm not gonna up your taxes, he's a freaking liar.
Oh my god,
he's a liar.
Trying to say only if you make 400 grand or more. Well, that was busted wide open on Fox's special report last night with Brett Baer. They were like, no, it's actually if you're under 400,000, you have temporarily like you're okay. You get to stay where you are, but then it phases out, and then you end up owing a crap ton of taxes.
Yeah,
it's all just a bunch of crap.
It's a bunch of crap. Yeah, so he's going to tax the crap out of people, and it's going to just cripple the economy. It'll cripple us. And not only that, but he's going to lock the country down again because of this COVID stuff, because his only solution that's different than Trump's is I'm going to lock everything down. How the hell is that going to help?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I wasn't here yesterday, but I read there was a story in there about how Europe— every country in Europe, COVID is blowing up.
Uh-huh.
So riddle me that, people.
I don't understand it.
I thought Trump was handling this all wrong.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, is he also at fault for the entire European Union having this explosion of cases?
I also thought that masks worked.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
I don't understand.
Okay, this is probably going to come out as, like, really bigoted, but I genuinely have this question. Like, if masks work, how is it that any of the, like, really Islamic countries where they're all masked up, how are they sick at all?
I don't understand it either. This is a great question. I don't think that's not a bigoted question. That's a legit question.
I mean,
because they have masks. It's like masks. Hello.
They are covered up.
Yeah, they're covered. So, I mean, it's a great question. I don't understand.
So it just seems to me
somebody's going to have to explain that to me.
And especially how Trump has made, how he's done a worse job than other European countries. I don't understand that. Because apparently they're now in a way worse position than we are.
Yeah. So, and they have been locked the hell down.
I mean, so I don't...
And then they've been masked up to all get out. I mean, it's like we have been masked up more in this country. So explain that to me. The reason that cases are going up is because we're testing more.
Duh.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna have a season, another season where it's really bad. I mean, It's like the flu in that it's a virus that is highly infectious, and this is, 'tis the season for that kind of stuff to go around.
Yeah, and the bottom line is people keep moving the goalposts, because I can still remember, I don't know if y'all can, but I can still remember when it was, hey, 15 days to flatten the curve.
Yeah.
And then we gave the government, you know, you give them an inch, they take a mile, and then they're like, oh, now it's 8 months later, and it's, I'm going to go ahead and take all your rights. This is what they do, man. This is what they do. And we allow them to do it, and then all of a sudden, we're at each other's throats in this country, and there are people who are like, if you don't wear a mask, I want to lock you up. It's crazy where we are in this country. It's just nuts. I mean, it's all over the world, really, but I just focus on this country,
right.
And this country is, we're at each other's throats, and the government, we've allowed them to do this to us. We've allowed it. They work for us. They work for us. And we are adults. We should be making decisions on our own. The government is not here to tell us what to do and to treat us like toddlers. That's not their job. And we have allowed them to be put in that position, and it's insanity.
And they've become really, really good at it.
With their power pants that are plaid and paisley from Penny's.
And purple.
Mm-hmm.
I also made a note to self that I saw a headline that Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine.
Remember how there's like a 400-page deposition that she gave years ago that she was like super worried about keeping private?
Yeah.
Remember? And she was like, it totally details my entire sex life, so I don't want that getting out.
And it's weird that she's kind of dropped off the headline.
Well, now she's back because a judge said, America gets to know. Well, the world. The world gets to know about your seedy, disgusting sex life from that 400 and some page deposition. So there. So we're going to be seeing that, and that should be just as exciting as a Jeffrey Toobin Zoom call.
That's great. Just can't wait for that.
I put really dumb stories in here today.
I wonder if Bill Clinton's in that.
Ooh, yeah, that should be interesting.
Yeah.
I put really dumb stories in here today that were of interest to me and probably not anybody else. But I did
kind of like the black bear one.
Well, this was amazing to me. So there was a mom from Virginia, just a 21-year-old mom, who has been arrested and charged because she hand-fed a black bear. Which I would totally do, you guys.
Yeah, that's the first thing
I had
too.
No idea that was illegal.
Yeah, she fed him chocolate and watermelon, and now she's
would never feed him chocolate, because I would feel like that's bad
for
him.
Well, like, because of dogs. You wouldn't feed that to a dog. But, I mean, she's going to jail for 6 months for that. I mean, there are rapists out there who don't go to jail for six months.
I just feel like that's really harsh.
It's really ridiculous. I'm not saying you should feed a bear.
Because
that's dumb AF. Don't do it. You know? But at the same time, our judicial system is so whack.
It's really whack.
It's a little severe.
That's over the top. Maybe she'll just end up with a fine or something.
It's just so dumb.
That seems very, very excessive to me.
I mean, it's dumb to do it, but it's also dumb to put her in jail for 6 months. I feel like that's a waste of space, maybe.
I mean, it just is a lot, you guys.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, you're not supposed to feed the deer on Fripp Island, where I just was.
Really?
I fed them. There's giant signs when you come
on
the island that say, do not feed the deer. And I'm like, that's really more, my husband always screams at me, and I'm like, that's really more of a guideline than a rule.
Really? I wonder what happens if they catch you doing it. Like, you're going to go to jail for 6 months?
No, I was caught, not this trip, but the trip before, like a security guard passed me feeding literally like 10 deer around me.
And what did he say?
And he was like, hey, stop doing that. And I said, okay, I'm done. Because I really was. I'd run out of apple slices.
Yeah.
So I was done. But yeah, it's frowned upon. However, I am friends with the director of the Nature Center there. And so I tell her, I'm very open with her about the fact that I do this. And she gives me a pass. So I figure if she gives me a pass because of the joy that it brings me, then I shouldn't get in trouble.
Okay.
I would be much more careful about a bear. So,
You should be, because bears are different animals than deer.
I mean, I know they're different.
Yeah, they're very, very, very different.
Very different.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The other story that I thought was just really cool, did you read about this
Ambien thing? The Dutch man. Yeah, that was crazy. This is where I just kind of shake my head. People will get onto pharmaceutical companies. They'll be like, they're evil.
But they do really, such amazing things.
They do amazing things.
So this guy, an Amsterdam guy, 39 years old, he was diagnosed at the age of 29, so 10 years ago, with akinetic mutism. He choked on a piece of meat, and it starved his brain of oxygen. Like, he was without oxygen for a while, and he just lost his ability to do just the most basic things. He was only able to communicate with his eyes, like, so he could respond to questions or commands by making different eye movements. He did not move voluntarily. He had to be fed through a tube. Like, he was essentially helpless. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they gave him an Ambien, right? Like the common sleeping pill.
Zolpidem.
Yeah.
Zolpidem.
Lots of us have taken that before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And within 20 minutes, he was completely fine. I mean, not completely fine, but he basically was able to walk, talk, regain all of his abilities.
He was asking questions. He was asking questions to his family, like, how do I use this chair, stuff like that. And now he goes in and out of consciousness.
Because he's got to stay on it?
He's got to stay on it. So they'll give him an Ambien. He'll like, regain consciousness, and then he'll talk, and then he'll go back into, like, sort of a, not like a vegetative state, but, like, he'll go kind of back, he'll slip back into, like, his former state.
Yeah.
And then they'll give him an Ambien, he'll come back, too. It's crazy. It has everything to do with, like, his neurological state. It's just unbelievable.
It's fascinating.
It is fascinating. Because he was that way for, what, 8 years?
10.
10 years?
His dad had not heard his voice in 10 years, and dude literally called his dad.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, what's up?
I mean, can you even?
It's like awakenings. You know what I mean? It's kind of like awakenings.
It's so fascinating. So when people are like, pharmaceutical companies are evil, it's like, screw you.
It's just greedy, evil people.
They're not. It's like, this is the stuff. Because I've worked at pharmaceutical companies, and these people, there are doctors and scientists who want to help people, and this is the kind of stuff that they do. Mm-hmm. And this stuff is fascinating to me. And they work tirelessly to try to do stuff like this. They want to help people.
And it was a total last resort thing, simply because they'd read studies from across the world where this has actually brought people out of paralysis.
Yeah.
Ambien. Like, who knew?
I know.
You know, that's just
amazing.
And
so now it'll be probably an indication for this, because this is how they find fluky things, right? Like,
amazing.
Like Viagra wasn't supposed to be used for dudes
like Jeffrey
junk. Like, it wasn't supposed to be used for that.
Frankly, to be fair, I don't know if he needs that help.
I think it was, originally an indication for, like, asthma or something like that. Or, like, some sort of...
Really?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be a respiratory thing. And then they noticed that it did something else. That's why it has the indication that it does. This is why drugs are fascinating, is that they see, like, adverse events and serious adverse events in people. And they're like, oh, we can use it for this. We can use it for that. And then it can help people for this and that. And that's why they do it. So, anyways, it's crazy.
Amazing.
So this guy could potentially help so many other people because of the fact that he, you know, has had this happen to him. It's just fascinating.
It really is. I love stories like that.
Me too.
Because it's such a miracle anyway.
Right.
But then to find out it was just a common drug that lots and lots of people take for
sleeping. Totally agree.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, I agree. So anyway.
All right. Some gifts tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day, given the pile that we received. Thank you, guys.
And on Thursday, just so you guys know, just as a sort of a heads up, we're hosting a big Zoom call for WIBC.
We will keep our personal private parts and contained.
Yeah,
we will not be exposing
ourselves. I'll try to make sure that she doesn't do that.
But that's going to be on WIBC's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And so we'll link you to that.
Yeah, well, it's
going to be a pre-debate
show. Yeah, it won't be here. It'll be WIBC.
So, anyway, glad to be back. Oh, make sure you go to our website today and please comment a nice welcome to our 3 new intern writers.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're amazing.
They're really, really awesome.
And so there's intro posts about each of them now that you can read all about them. They're fascinating women and you're going to fall in love with
them. Yeah, they're pretty badass. We get the good ones. So definitely go out there and say hi to them.
For sure.
Bye. All right, you guys, bring it in.
Bring it in.
Have a great Tuesday.
Bye.